Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new thing that's sweeping the land when you don't know which way to go. The answer is Jesus and Elevation Radio.
God bless you. This is Elevation Radio 1. And I'm your host, Pastor Steve, the Music Man Turn. And we thank you for taking the journey with us. This is the program that spotlights positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God whose name is Jesus. Our topic today is Ruby Recession. Ruby Recession. Are you investing in godly wisdom? Now, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11 talks about the influence of possessing rubies. The value of a ruby can help you obtain many earthly desires. Will those desires, however, help you please God? Being a collector of the fine jewelry is good, but being fascinated and letting the value of your earthly possessions fill your head with false importance and false pride is very dangerous. The robber can steal them. The economy can go into recession. Or you could lose them and be left with nothing. However, godly wisdom cannot be devalued. Fade away or be removed from your heart or your spirit unless you let it. And so today we thank all those who are listening in. And if you have an opinion, you can call in at 1-914-205-5353. Let me go right to my guest today because I don't see my co-host, the Queen. I was supposed to be reading scripture. Pray for her. Let's see here. And so to my guest, Evangelist Scott Michael Sharp. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you, sir. And
it's a pleasure.
We appreciate you. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Severn, Maryland.
Okay. That's
right,
part of
from,
AA County.
Yep, Anne Arundel County.
All right. Uh-oh, here comes my wife here. All right. Okay. First Lady Leora Turner, how are you?
Fine, how are you, honey?
All right, you late for work?
Okay.
Okay. We forgive you because I have no choice. And so say hello to, I guess, say hello to Dr. Sharp.
Dr. Sharp, praise the Lord. How are you?
Praise the Lord. I'm good. I'm so glad that you were able to be on the air with us. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. She's got to do her job now. And so if you would be so kind to handle the scripture, Proverbs 8. And one verse, verse 11. Okay, do you have it?
I do, it's just fast enough. Just keep thinking in and out, I'm gonna have it.
Okay.
Wait, don't let me down, don't let me down. Not me, it's my phone. It's not me. Sorry. Okay, wait. Here you come.
Do you have it?
All right,
let me read it. For wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. That's something like that. Wisdom is better than rubies. And somebody may say, well, what is a ruby? Some folks think they know. But a ruby, as defined, is a protective stone. A protective stone. And it's also a computer software. And recession is actually the temporary economic decline. which is based in trade and industry. So that's where we get the title. It's a twist to it, but we'll talk about it. Let's go right to our interview. And I'm sorry, Dr. Sharp, for the delay. I'm still working with my wife so she can actually she's been doing it quite a while, and I've been training her, and sometimes it falls off the mat. So let's go. Who is Professor Scott Michael Sharp?
Wow. Praise the Lord. I'm looking steadfastly at the scripture that was read, Proverbs 8:11. And you know, Pastor Turner, the only true wisdom that a man or woman can have is the Word of God. You know, there it is absolutely the criteria for all things for us. When we look at God's Word, I mean, it's far better than rubies, far better than gold, far better than silver, anything. There's no earthly treasure that can compare to the Word of God. And, you know, what the Lord is saying to us, everything that we need can be found right in His Word, everything we need in this life. So I'm just thanking Him for a beautiful scripture like this.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I can tell you a true evangelist when running to reaching out and running to describing the Word and describing the scripture. But you never answered my question, sir. We appreciate
what's
the
theology.
I asked you, I said, who is, let me try it again, who is Professor Scott Michael Sharp?
Well, Professor probably threw me. I'm an evangelist. I am a man that loves the Lord with all of my heart. You know, it was really something. I was raised in a Christian home, but I have a music ministry that I've been doing for many, many years. And I've been an evangelist. I was ordained as an evangelist in 1998. But, you know, if I can go back a little bit further, I remember having a yearning in my heart to know who God was. Even at 4 years of age, there's a little tiny bit of a glimpse of a memory of me looking up at the sky and saying, that must be where God is. And I wanted to know who He was. My mother and father had given their life to the Lord. My mother had left a secular singing career to serve the Lord. And they were founded in you know, the gospel. They were in a place where they were in church and they were reading the Word and they were enjoying their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I remember I was at that young of an age, I felt the hand of God on me. It made me search and wonder about the Lord, and I believed firmly in Him. But at 5 years of age, when I heard a invitation rather, to be saved and accept Christ as Savior, I asked Him to come into my heart because I felt so drawn, like the Bible talks about, by the love of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit drew me to the Savior. And I remember I knelt down at the couch when I heard the invitation on the radio, and my mother said, just kneel down right there and ask Him in. And I asked Jesus to be my Savior. And I remember He filled me with the power of the Holy Spirit, probably age 7 or 8. And that's been my whole life, is serving the Lord. He revealed Himself to me in such a powerful way, such a holy way, that He truly changed my life. And I can look at anybody and say that I have had a life-changing experience. And I don't desire what the world has. All that I need, I've found in the Savior. So that's who I am. I'm someone that God has saved, and He's given me everything that I have. I praise Him.
All righty. There's nothing wrong with that. Spoken like a true evangelist. If you were so kind, well, let me say how we met. I was actually going into a place I love to go into, which is Bill's Music on Frederick Road, a complete music store. and was in the keyboard section with all the digital keyboards, workstations, and organs and all that, a place I love to hang out at. And I just got finished tinkling on the ivories and was standing there trying to figure something else out. And I heard wonderful instrumental music. And for a second, I thought it was some type of recording. And then the music was so fantastic that I began to follow it. And then I came over and saw this little teeny fellow playing playing harmoniously and heavenly. And I was amazed by the chord structure and the arpeggios and the just all of the flow there. And I said, my God, this is awesome. This is awesome stuff here. And I tell you, you've been in music and a keyboard for many a year. And then I asked you that question. I said, I need to upgrade myself. And so music is this good, I'm just saying. If I could just borrow four chords from you, I would probably be able to rule the world. And do you actually teach an old musician like myself? Yeah, I tell you. And before you answer the question, start talking about the love of God, the peace of God. And I said, evidently, I must have be talking to a hybrid, part musician, Levite, and part priest.
I appreciate that. You know, it was a pleasure meeting you that day. You know, God caused us to cross paths, and I appreciate your kind words about my musicianship. I really do. You know, the Holy Spirit came on me one day, and I remember at 16 years of age, I began to play. He spoke to me and told me how, and then I studied music theory intensely for about 15 years on my own, and I didn't have a formal human being as a teacher. I had the Holy Spirit teaching me, and I learned how to hold my hands the correct way and do all the fills and all these things, you know, and music's so beautiful, and you can see the pattern in music that just shows God's glory. You know, it's really amazing how you take three notes, and those three notes together make the C chord, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. These three are one. You know, the keyboard shows all these different characteristics of our God, his glory and his creation. And I could spend time going through all the different things it shows, but it's always great to meet another Christian musician and also one that is a minister as well, like yourself. And I know that it was no accident that we met up that day. It was wonderful.
Yes, indeed. For those who have not heard this great instrumentalist, I wish I'd had a CD or something or whatever. But one day we'll be able to send me some music at some point, and I'll play it here.
Yeah,
it'll be probably one of the best things I've played, and I've been on the air since 2018. It's awesome, so awesome that I was considering driving down to AA County to be taught. This is incredible. And so, yes, indeed.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I'll just have to get my wife to give me some money.
Yeah.
And so, this reminds me of Ben Tankard. Ben Tankard, one of the greatest instrumentalists on piano, he did not take formal lessons. His father, a pastor, mm-hmm. laid his hands on him and prayed for him, and he became a world-class musician, making records and CDs and all that. Aretha Franklin, as my mother said, couldn't sing a lick, but father prayed for her, and one day this is what came out. So, and I'm saying, well, I met Professor Scott Michael Sharp, and he's playing like he should be in doing a world tour. And I said, well, God, what happened to me?
Nice. Reverend Turner, I was just going to say, before COVID hit us. I was traveling, doing so much music ministry, and now the Lord's been slowly opening doors to get back into doing that and ministering to people in nursing centers that are sick and afflicted and going into churches and doing much ministry. I'm looking forward to what all he's going to do. You know, during this COVID time, it took such a turn. None of us expected to see the world in such a mess and for so many things to be shut down and stopped and all. But, you know, God worked tremendously in my life during that time. I had done so much ministry for so many years and had even, you know, had produced some CDs and worked that way as well. I love, you know, orchestrating music. It's like painting a picture. You keep adding and you know, you feel what you're doing. But God took me even deeper into his presence and deeper into that. And I feel that my creativity and my passion for everything has grown a lot more. And I have a greater understanding even of his word. So it's been a time of sitting at the feet of Jesus and learning from him. It really has.
Well, I have discovered that the scripture that the we haven't seen this in a while or a really long time is that the Old Testament that the it said that the priest could not minister and the Levites had to come in and actually assist them, and when they worked together, the cloud filled the temple.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so I haven't seen any clouds, cloud patterns, cloud formations, or anything in all the years I've been in church. What's wrong?
Oh, okay.
What are we missing?
You know, it's really something. I Pastor Turner, I've been a guest at churches, and I've seen a lot of times religious worship and things like that, and that's just the problem. You know, the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, I will send the Comforter to you, that he would abide in you. And he told us that the Holy Spirit would tell us what to say and what to speak. The Holy Spirit is the teacher of the church. The Holy Spirit is the one that inspires us to do music and is the one that anoints the music. Because when we play and sing music, you know, we don't play to people. But we play to Almighty God. You know, the music, it goes up through the precious blood that Jesus shed, and it comes to the Lord. And we are supposed to be exalting him. The Lord talked in his word about his singers singing unto him. And people that have had stage fright, and they say, I'm afraid to get up and sing in my church, even though I have a voice. I said, that's because you've got to sing to Almighty God. You've got to sing to the Lord. And not think about singing to people. Let God bless the people with his presence. You praise God while you're up there singing. That's what you're there for. And a lot of the places that I've been into a lot of times, they would just go by their agenda and their program. And the problem is that a lot of those things are man-made. And the Bible tells me that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So we have got to walk and move and be led by the Spirit of God in a strong way whenever we're conducting something up in front of people to minister to the Lord, you know, and it's all the difference in the world. And I've seen a lack of the glory of God in a lot of ways because of you know, just man's effort. I remember God said to one man that was talking to him and in prayer about the ministry, and the Lord said, I've seen your ministry, now I'll show you mine.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Dr. Scott, you're not trying to start trouble on this program, are you?
Not at all, no.
Okay, all right. Because
I like that question, though.
you deliver it so smoothly, you have to be cognizant and listening very closely. What you really have said, that folks are promoting themselves, and there needs to be a recession of their agenda, and their agenda is so important, it's like a ruby. It's so precious to them. If you try to, sometimes in the church I play, I try to, there's a moment there you feel the spirits are trying to break through, and then the pastor will come and shut it down. And I'm saying, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand that because you want the people to break through. You want them to, you know, come in broken up and then get healed so they can go out and face the world again. You'd like you want that. No one shuts you down when you preach or try to preach. So I'm just, you know, is it God's house or is it your house? I'm just trying to figure it out. There's some churches that are named after the pastor and the first family and all that. And some people come to worship him. And that's how I wonder, are you supposed to be worshiping the pastor in God's house? I mean, everybody, when you worship the pastor, you're going to get me in trouble. When you worship the pastor, no one else can be blessed. And I thought I remember in scripture that said that the blessings when David was king, it flowed down from Aaron's beard and on his garments, and it flowed down. So if you're the head, that'll be some blessings flowing down to the people. That'll be some ministries getting blessed. That'll be some, matter of fact, since we're talking about music, some musicians getting blessed because some churches don't bless nothing. They don't look at the musician. They don't appreciate him. Matter of fact, they don't even call him by his God-given name. They just call him a noun, a musician. Do have a name, my God. Even God recognizes who we are, and so why can't you? Oh, I'll tell you. Yeah, you got me in trouble, sir. Yeah, got me in trouble. I can't. Leor? Is that my wife? No, it's not. Okay. Welcome to Elevation Radio 1. Can I help you?
That's me. I was calling in on another phone.
How many phone lines do you have, sweetheart? How many phone lines do you have? Okay. You see what I do with Dr. Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife has many phones, and she's actually more important than I am.
I'm not.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Let me see here. Who have you played with? Any big names?
You know, I've actually played with people that, I have. I've opened for people that were a little more popular probably in the 80s. I would open for different music guests that had, you know, just did an international travel. But I'm not sure that you might know too many of the names of them. I remember also, I'm sorry.
I said, drop them anyway. Let us know.
Oh, okay. I remember opening for the artist Wayne Watson, who had a lot of Christian singles out at one time, and the Jewish group Lamb. I remember actually opening for some speakers as well, like Rosie Greer, the football player that went to ministry and began to teach. Yeah, and he was a great man of God, and I got to minister in his service, and then the one Harlem Globetrotter, Meadowlark Lemon, when he came and preached, I remember, playing in his service. Phil Driscoll.
Phil Driscoll?
Played in a service that he had. There's been many, and then also there's been secular musicians who got saved that I got to play with. I remember playing with a young man that had been Stephanie Mills' drummer for many years, and he got saved, and we did a whole ladies' ministry time of worship together. And even the one man that used to sing on Broadway, I played with the drummer of his when he received Jesus Christ. George Benson. One of his drummers. Yeah, I got to play with that gentleman many years ago. And Yeah, you know, there's been quite a few that the Lord had me cross paths with, and you know, really a blessing. I got to play for Mylon Lefevre, that's what it was, Mylon Lefevre a little bit, who actually had written a song without him. I could do nothing without him. I'd surely fail.
Mm-hmm.
Without him, I'd be drifting like a ship without a sail, you know, and
he
recorded that, yeah. And but Mylon, very nice man of God, and yeah, it's been a lot of opportunity. You know, it's really something. It says in Proverbs 18 that our gifts will bring us before great men.
Mm.
So we might find ourselves in places where God sends us to want to use us that we would have never have dreamed. And it's because of the gifting that he's put within us. It's his greatness, not ours. It's God's greatness. And we just find ourselves being used in capacities we don't even realize we're going to be used in.
Mm-hmm. I'm very pleased and impressed, sir. I tell you, I didn't know I was having I should have known about the music, but I know that I was having a powerhouse, a heavyweight on this program. God bless you. It's okay.
No.
And so, let me segue here. According to the Federal Open Market, it says here, committee. They say that there is a highly likely chance of economic small growth, but they actually also say that there's going to be a 2.4% decline, talking about a recession. And so when we say Ruby recession, Ruby is a valuable, it can open up the doors of earthly desires, and earthly desires get you in trouble. Greed comes and things of this nature. You ought to have a recession, and that is spiritual in terms of increasing the spirit so that you can actually go on. There's a fancy word theologically, it's called fast. You have to do a fast or go to a recession against doing some things that please the flesh. Lord,
amen.
And, you know, cutting the TV off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spending less time on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Less time with bad people. Because they're not good. Come on, hang with bad people. What do you think about that, Dr. Sharp?
You know, it's really something. We definitely have to do that. You know, you talked about the different things that are major distractions to the born-again believer. That might occupy their time rather than being in intense prayer, being in intense praise, playing their instruments unto the Lord, being in the Word of God, being in church. It seems like there's always some kind of distraction that the enemy can make seem attractive to the child of God to draw their attention away, and he'll really make it seem like something that's very, very good, something really great. But what is good that turns our attention and all away from the Lord? You know, it's not. And we need to spend our time and our attention and our focus on Christ Jesus and his atoning work. You know, what he did on the cross supplies our every need. And if we'll walk in that sanctified walk and we'll make him the focus of our faith. You know, that old song says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look forward into his wonderful face, you know. And it says, the things of earth that grow strangely dim, you know, it's really saying compared to his glory and grace, you know, compared to what we experience in Jesus Christ, we can have a fresh revelation daily if we will look to him with all that we have. And what happens is a lot of people, you know, maybe it takes a whole lot of time to get the world out of them. And their natural knee-jerk reaction is just to be involved in so many things. But, you know, I remember Paul in the New Testament said that, you know, he wanted as less distractions for followers of the Lord as possible, so that they would wholly follow the Lord and not stay, you know, doing their own thing. And not growing closer to God, not bearing fruit, because a spiritual recession is something that I think is going on strongly, and we're going to see a lot more of that in these last days.
I think you said something powerful there, sir. Instead of having a little recession where you stop gathering, you stop shopping, you stop hanging out all night trying to get to the store when it opens up on Black Friday and Christmas and holidays, stepping on people and killing people, running them over shopping carts. You ought to have a ruby recession, but instead people are doing a spiritual recession. As one pastor told me, when we were thriving until the pandemic, which of course is man-made, to shut the church down and keep the quiet pastors quiet, so they could run over folks and do evil. So the people stop coming to church, because once you let them go, they get used to doing nothing. They get used to watching football on Sunday. Get used to going to the casino. Mm-hmm. You got time for that. But they ought to have that's a ruby investment. You're trying to gain and gather stuff. But you ought to have a spiritual situation where you can actually gain, and to say to the word of God, Christ is gain. And so you need to gain.
Amen.
Not gain the world. Gain what Christ is talking about. Now, when you said something about beautiful distractions, you were talking about my wife, sir.
Oh,
when I get into working and trying to do something, she'll call me. I'm like, yes.
Can you come here? Can you do this for me? Can you do it?
So, and then she put those big brown eyes on me with long eyelashes, and I can you talk to us, sir? Stop distracting.
I'm sorry, I started thinking, go back to Proverbs again. Proverbs 18:22, he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Sounds like you found a good thing.
Yeah, yes. And the way God was working, she was right there all the time. I wasn't able to do anything until the appointed time. And but I think she was looking. I was playing her for a community choir where she was on, and I perceived that she was looking at me like, "What a handsome ordinance!" Mm-hmm. But she didn't say anything. And one day I called her when I was given the green light, and she gave me a hard time, Dr. Scott.
Oh, thank you.
But I persevered. I had to go into a recession where I stopped putting what I wanted first and started listening to her and to God. And because God, when I was taking her home one day, somebody asked me about taking her home. I was ready to make a move, Dr. Scott. I was ready to put the tenorism on her. And I heard the voice of God say, "No, not now. You're not ready." So I had to go. Into recession. I had to wait. I feel like Christmas. Wait, good God! For the joy that would be mine if I hadn't listened and been obedient. I had to invest slowly into the. It was the wisdom of God, godly wisdom, and said, "Have a recession. Get your flesh out the way."
Yeah.
And listen to what I'm telling you, so you can get the gain the queen. And then once I gain the queen, she's right here. Tell me right here, Lyra.
Yes.
Tell Dr. Scott that you're right here. Well, I'm still working with her. It's a work in progress. Okay. Let us go to a commercial here. Let's go to a commercial here, and then we'll come back. Okay, let's hold on for the commercial here. Yeah. Listen, on tomorrow night at 7 p.m., be in attendance for the memorial for Tyrone West. Again, it's Monday, July 18th at 7 p.m., location Kipmore Road and Kelway Road. Come spread love and demand an answer from the state's attorney, Marilyn Moses, to prosecute the cops that killed Mr. West. A broken promise that you made hasn't happened. God bless you on that situation. And on next Saturday, Reverend Jesse Frazier and friends, Gospel Summer Fest. Oh, my goodness. 23rd of July at 3 p.m. featuring Dr. Roland Joe Smith, the living legend, keyboardist and psalmist, Deacon Willie Robinson, Elder Peggy Carmichael, the singing machine, Lady Elaine Askins, Ronald Rollins, and the magical horn. Oh, my goodness. And much more in memory of the FCTM COVID-19 Recovery Fund, a free will offering. And it will be at the Christ Church on 3501 Grand Lane in Random Sound. It's an upper crust. It's an upper echelon event. They have everything. If you want more information, give me a call and I'll tell you more. And on next Saturday at 4 p.m., if you've got talent, you can sing, you can play a keyboard, you can play a horn, you can do poetry, pantomime, praise dance. You can come on out to the Randallstown Center at a resource drive in Randallstown at 4 p.m. You can get it's only a $10 entrance fee, and if your talent is that amazing, you might get to be on the Newsom Gospel Awards, which will be on August 20th. Yes, August 20th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 at Martin's West. Three-course gourmet meal. International model. My goodness. Hosted by Dr. Bobby Jones of BET, formerly of BET, and DeRisha Harvey. It'll be the singing soul stirrers. Will be the main course, main group. Oh, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be awesome. You need to get your tickets. Can't get it without tickets. Don't come to the door if you haven't got the tickets in advance. How can you do it? Call me, Steve, Music Man Turner, at 410-302-2737. 410-302-2737. It's your magazine ad, corporate sponsorship, your ticket. It's incredible. You need to be there. The biggest night in gospel. And last but not least, if you want an organist for your church, for a revival, funeral, last minute Christian event, call me, the Orange Call Organist, operating since 1994, a Mellon minority veteran owned business, at 410-302-2737, or go to the website www.calltheoncallorganist.info. Yeah, and say, we heard you, come bless us. All right. That's it. That's my good friend, Dr. Birkenhaus, the multi-talented psalmist and songwriter and arranger, recording artist from the DWGN, Donna Walton Gospel Network, wrote that song, On Top of the Hill. And I was very jealous of that because I said that sounded like something I would be doing jazz-wise. I mean, I was very jealous. I need prayer.
Gotta lay my hands on you. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And so, I would like to be your Elisha, because you're Ezekiel. And Elisha. And so, if I could get the sweetheart, Leroy, Queen, if I could get just half of what he has, I tell you, I would be traveling the globe.
Oh, yes, praise the Lord, yeah. You know, there's always so much adventure in serving the Lord. It's just like I can't even describe, you know, how it feels to see God moving and doing something great. And it's just really a blessing.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. And you're absolutely correct. My wife actually plays a little bit of keyboard also, Professor Sharp.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, she she sings also, but she it's, of course it's just one song, but it's good.
Oh, okay.
That is she still there?
I'm here.
Well, okay, she's been very quiet today. I don't understand that part. and I want to say that we're in July, so July 31st, July 30th, we'll be back on the air. I have a special guest, but it'll also be a day before our 17th wedding anniversary.
And, oh, praise the Lord. That is great.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was about to run away from all this blessing.
Oh my God! I can't say that.
I said, hold on. I had to work hard. I mean, work hard because she faked me out, Professor Sharp. She acted like she didn't know who I was, and I had to. It took me 5 minutes for her to recognize who I was, and like, you know, like I was so forgettable. But it's okay. It's all right.
Well, now, I mean, the 17 years, has it gone by like a flash, or has it been long? Does it seem like it seems like it would go by quickly?
Yes, I can almost remember going out on the first date, was quite memorable. Yeah. So, are you married, sir?
I am not. You know, I've had engagements before with different Christian ladies, but it just seemed like there was no in my spirit, and I wouldn't walk down the aisle, so to speak. I'm waiting on the Lord, and I believe that there's a Mrs. Spiritually Right out there, you know, that that the Lord could bring along that. You know, a sweet little wife, how she would enhance things, and as far as you can have wonderful prayer time together, serving the Lord together, reading the scripture together, and it can be really wonderful. So, you know, it could happen. We'll just see what God does. Amen.
It'll happen when you least think about it, and it might be someone that you've already. Yeah, God has jokes. It might be somebody that you've already known but never even thought about. That's what happened here. That's what happened here. I look back on pictures and I say, she was there all the time. She was there all the time. She was there all the time. Patiently waiting in line to marry her king. Why are you so quiet? I mean,
being queen of thought.
We have a lot of lady listeners. If I start picking on them, like, hey, call me back.
Don't mess with the queen. What's wrong with you?
I have been threatened before in my own program. So. And that's
the thing. You need to voice what you want to say. You know, it's your program.
After you use godly wisdom. Yeah. And so is there something you want to say, Queen, to our guest?
Yes, it's just a pleasure having you on our program today.
Oh, thank you. It's a wonderful pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah. Glad to have you. I didn't know that you... I should have known the way you played. You got to hear him, sweetheart. It's quite phenomenal.
Okay.
And if I put him on my CD to play a song, I probably people would get stuck on that on his uh-oh. His track.
Uh-oh.
I just another music one on the side.
No, we just listen to them over and over and over again.
I'm sure we're going to get through some really good gospel together. It would be great. Some good news.
Have you heard your music?
Huh?
Have you heard your music?
My music is probably so elementary. He's like a PhD level.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
you've got
wow.
to hear him. It's incredible. PhD, sort of like it's like when you deal with martial arts. I say, well, I think I have to, after playing all these years, 55 years, I think I got a black belt. And then you hear him play, like, you realize that the belt is not black, it's black and white and red. So his belt is, he's got like eight degrees.
Wow.
He's a master.
You know, it's something Aaron's great from our worship. Yeah, amen.
Yeah. It's like when you talk about Psalms, and David maybe wrote the music and they gave it to his chief musician above all other Levites and all other keyboard players and things of this nature. So, and, were you alive back then, sir? I mean, were you in Old Testament? Were you playing the keyboard then?
No, I really was. If I was, it'd be a whole lot of people interviewing me about what it feels like to be about 3,000 years old, probably.
Well, he doesn't look like that, sweetheart. But he played like that. We played for 3,000 years. Got all the music forms. He got them all in his two hands. I think, right?
Oh,
wow. Do you go to Bill's often, sir?
For a while I hadn't, and then lately I have been. It seems like in the last year, one time was to get my Yamaha synthesizer repaired. It had some broken keys on it, and then also I just can't help but stop and just look around in the keyboard section. I'm glad though the day that I was there and met you that I went back and looked at the keyboards, because I very easily could have just said, oh, I've seen them before and left. But I'm so glad that we met up, and that was the Lord all the way. I'm glad he led me back there.
I'm glad he did, too, because he led you to sit down and begin to play. And
yes.
I was getting ready to make my move to get out of there, and I said, wait a minute, hold a second. Master musician alert. I tell you, it was incredible. He was so easygoing, like he is now, and I was like, "See, that's the bait God used to bring you in. Use the music,
yeah."
To and people are like, "Whoa, that's awesome! What do you play?" He said, "Do you know Jesus? He's the love of God."
Yeah.
That's an evangelist, because my wife's an evangelist. Evangelist Sharp, but she didn't want to accept it. Maybe you can talk to her.
Oh,
give her some godly wisdom. Yeah.
Let the Lord use you in that calling that he's placed you in, and your life spiritually and physically every way, it'll even greatly improve by letting him work through you. And you know, it's so wonderful. God has something for everybody to do, and we never do want to hide our talent in a napkin. You know, you read in the Bible about the one man that didn't even put the talent in the bank so that it would draw interest, but yet he just hid it while the other ones went out and it multiplied. So it's so great to use the gifting that God gives us and go out and see fruit abound from serving him. He's so wonderful.
Right.
Beautifully spoken, sir. And thank you for helping my... I want to make sure she listens to this over and over and over.
I can't believe it.
Yes, indeed. And she shouldn't be shy about nothing, Dr. Sharp, because she's from New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you know how they are.
Yes.
What?
So, also, let me segue here. Let me hopefully this is not abnormal. But let me give a shout out to our baseball team, the Baltimore Orioles, who, against all odds and with no names, won 10 straight games. And if I'm not mistaken, they stepped on the New York Yankees, which is a wonderful thing.
What, our Orioles did that, and then beating the Yankees yet is disappointing.
Smacked them around like children,
play.
Sir.
What,
beat
I'm
like
sorry,
kids.
What?
I said they beat them like kids.
Oh, wow. I started to say, I remember my father would grumble about the Orioles sometimes, and he'd say, they're not doing nothing. They don't want to do anything, you know.
Yeah.
It seemed like, and he told me, he said, even when they hit the ball in the air, out in the field, he said, it takes a lot of talent to hit that ball right into the outfielder's gloves the way that they do, you know. And it laced with sarcasm. Sarcasm.
Oh, my goodness. And I think it takes more talent to strike out over and over again. So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Let me not go there. So let me say here. If you'd like to be a guest on this program, give us a call at 1-410-302-2737, and we can tell your story as well. If you'd like to talk to the Queen, call us at 1-410-302-2737. Only when you talk to your queen, the phone call will be heavily monitored. Yeah. And so heavily. I have to keep, you know, when you have a wife who is like a ruby, when I'm picking into different churches and all that, I will tell you what I have encountered, Professor Sharp. I've encountered strangers walking up to her, giving her gifts, and I said, well, who gave you that? Well, I don't know. Why did they give it to you? I have no idea. I said, I know that person. They didn't give me nothing but the blues, but they gave her stuff. So, up there. And, all right, and they have pastors and... pray for them. Pastors and bishops and archbishops and whatever they call themselves now, saying we thank God for Minister Steve Turner on the organ, and we thank God for his lovely wife. I'm like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Don't act out of character, sir, so unseemly. And your wife, I'm sitting over there. Then I had one church I was playing for. One church I played one time for, the pastor came off the pulpit, and I think he almost got on his knee and started talking to her. How you doing? Who, are you here by yourself? And she said,
no, I'm not. My husband is right there on the organ.
And I came out the organ, and I'm like, is everything okay? Oh, yes. I'm just greeting her. I'm sure you were. It'd be a recession, sir, doctor. Okay. Because she is mineth. That's my ruby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it works the other way, too, Professor Sharp. I found it worked the other way. I was sitting in a church in Oregon, and so some young ladies were looking at positioning themselves so that I could be in direct line of eyesight. And my wife got up to testify. She said,
I want to thank God for his mercy and his goodness and his blessings unto me and the pastor of this house and the angel of the house. And I want to also thank God for my wonderful husband who's sitting right there in the organ.
That's my ruby. They saw the women deflate like flat tires. I guess we have to wait. Oh, oh my God! Because when you play the instruments, if you play them well, you especially if I play like you, I'd have all kind of problems. Yeah, you should not have any problems getting well, finding the right one is a problem. But you should have that. No problem.
Yeah,
getting
a lot
the
of them talk to you, but finding the right one, the one that you should
save
your life with, I know that's another equation there.
That's true. So I can say them now, Leor. I can say him now. He's a small, unassuming guy, but he plays like a giant. And I can see women go,
I like you. Can you play so-and-so?
You know how to do it.
Can you play so-and-so? Can I ask you a question? Do you give lessons?
Yeah. You hear things. Yeah.
They slide you their number. I want you to call them.
You can call me anytime.
Yeah, you know. And
what's your name?
Quite lovely, too. Yeah.
Huh?
Some of them are quite lovely. Yeah. So.
Yes. And they know it. And
yes, they do.
You can get more trouble in church than you can in the club.
You know, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
gotta watch out.
Yes, indeed. So I will be praying for you, and you pray for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, you know, it used to be that I had to if I didn't get my check on time, I had to deal with Jezebels hanging around the organ. And so,
oh, wow.
But now I've been married so long. And somebody said, you look married. What does a married man look like? I guess the wisdom of the wife has affected me.
Uh-huh.
I got a W on my forehead.
A W? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, she's mighty quiet.
Wisdom
here.
W. What's that?
W for wisdom and W for wife.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wives, I believe, do have some wonderful words of wisdom when they're walking in the Lord, because God speaks through them.
Yes, they do. My wife is a dreamer also. She dreams things. And she'll tell me, I don't think that pastor is good. That church is not right. She's actually doing what my mother used to do.
Okay.
Prophetically.
Well.
And that's wisdom.
That is awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then that makes her, what's the word I'm looking for? And you'll get one, too, and this is undeniably valuable, like a ruby.
Yeah.
A protective stone. Get it?
Yes,
your wife,
there.
When you get it, will be a protective stone.
Yeah.
Protecting you. Incredible. So we're down to 1 minute and 43 seconds. And I tell you, it's been a joyful ride here talking to you, sir. And if I'm not mistaken, I think you owe me lunch at Golden Corral. Don't
you? Yeah, you know what? The Golden Corral down this way closed down. Is there one still open around your area somewhere?
We will ride together and find it.
Sounds good to me. I would love to go to a Golden Corral and chow down. Yep.
I tell you, this is what musicians do. It's what Levites do.
Yes.
So
amen.
It would be investment in godly wisdom, because we're going to be talking about God, and I'll be getting wisdom. And before I get my lessons, God bless you. All right. Let's see here. Leora, can you take us home with some Spanish? My Spanish brothers.
Okay. I want me to say the prayer.
Yeah. In Spanish.
Por favor, estente segura.
Okay. Is there more to it?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'll just say,
I thought it would be like Vaya con Dios.
I should.
That's the only thing I know.
Yeah,
and,
you know,
my wife teach me Spanish. Yes, sir.
Well, I like to speak Spanish when we all speak English.
Oh, no, I started to say the beautiful word that you can say to a Spanish person is Jesus te ama. Jesus loves you.
Okay.
Amen.
All righty. Well, it's been a fantastic experience, and we thank you. We'll be introducing you to the world when we distribute this tape, this episode. On Twitter, Deezer, Spreaker, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Tumblr, and by email. This is fantastic. So get ready. What's your number? People want to call you and get you to play for them.
Oh, I'd love to give the number. It is 443-784-1532. And if they don't get me right away, I will make sure that I get my call back to them as soon as possible. So I'd love to hear from someone. God bless them. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. All right. And ladies, do not try to take advantage of this man. He's my brother. All right. So behave yourself.
I heard you on a program.
You got to watch him.
That's where it is. Yeah.
Got to be careful.
Yep, right. Very careful. Talking about using wisdom. Amen.
Amen. And so as we close, you may have a house full of diamonds and pearls and rubies, but let it not possess you. You possess it. And put it in this spot where it belongs to, underneath the authenticity, the autonomy of God. And so God is more important. Jesus Christ is much more important than your possessions. Don't let possessions possess you. You possess it. Oh, my goodness. And get out the house and go to church or go to the house of worship and let God come in your house so you can be the church. And so then if you have to have a recession, recess the flesh and elevate the spirit. Oh. Said something right there.
Yeah.
So,
pretty
again,
strong.
I'll take my hat
well
to you.
Said,
Dr. Sharp.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What was that?
I said, I'll take my hat off to you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. I'll take my hat off to you, too. I enjoyed the wonderful program and just the fellowship that we've had on the airwaves. It's just been wonderful. And I look forward to talking to you, okay?
Yes, sir, and thank you for being here because my wife behaved herself while you were here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm glad to help in that area.
Yes, sir. All right, here we go. To all the listeners, wherever this program will find you, keep your head up. Keep your head up. Keep your heads up.
Hey.